Previously on Modular, Bradley and Inverna dove into the darkness after Sly, only to find him possessed by the spirit of Ebondeath. The two were able to successfully conquer this foe, putting an end to the cult of Merkel. But now, they still have the cult of Talos to face.
Okay, so
the other week I was talking about Gravity Falls. Remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah.
And so I just watched an episode today, and it was called Dungeons and Dungeons and Dungeons, and it was the D&D episode. And yeah. I mean, the show always makes me laugh, but one joke in particular fucking killed. Grunkle Stan says, "You know, it's a game written by nerds when charisma is a fantasy power." Oh, good shit.
God, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, cracked me up. Made me laugh hard.
That is good shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I say to someone when they tell me that their favorite show is Gravity Falls?
What do you say to them?
I say, I know this is weird to say because we're already in a conversation, but hello.
And welcome.
My name is Gravity Falls Viewer.
My name is Gravity Falls Enjoyer.
My name is Gravity Falls Fetishist.
And this is Modular,
the podcast where we take you through the modules written by Gravity Falls writers for the fifth editions of Dungeons and Dungeons and Dungeons.
That's right, Gravity Falls Enjoyer. These are the pre-written stories made by the folks who made up D&D&D. We didn't write them, but we're here to run them for you.
And why would we do that?
Well, Enjoyer, maybe you're a DM who is thinking about running a particular Gravity Falls campaign and you want to get a feel for how it plays out. Or maybe you're a player who's already been in this particular Gravity Falls campaign and you want to reminisce on the good old days. Maybe, just maybe, you are the biggest fan of Gravity Falls that has ever come into existence. Well, you're in the right place.
But you should be warned. Each of our episodes will take on a part of these pre-written adventures. That means there are major spoilers for the key plot points of each story we're running. And right now, we're running Divine Contention. So if you don't want spoilers, you should leave now. I was trying to think of what was the opposite of Divine Contention, but my brain blanked.
That's okay. But there is one more warning that we should offer them.
That's right, Gravity Falls Fetishist. Modular is not a podcast for children. It contains explicit language as well as adult themes like sex, alcohol, drug use, violence, and someone getting off to cartoon children. So please
be aware. Whoa! I never said that. Never said that.
Whoa. Whoa. So please. Whoa.
It's Grunkle Stan I'm into.
Please be aware of these not so kid friendly themes.
Now, without further ado, welcome to Gravity Falls.
And episode 13 of Divine Contention.
It's a modular pod, it's a modular pod, little D&D for you and me, oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have a question to sync us up.
Okay.
Would you rather piss your pants while you're walking down the aisle on your wedding day, or while you are accepting an award at the Oscars?
Luke. You asked me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I am definitely going to say the Oscars, because I'll just like chalk it up as a bit and like kind of like do this like anti-establishment thing. Like, yeah, actually, fuck the Academy. But walking down the aisle is just like, oh, I just ruined this perfect day.
Yeah.
Okay, Raven.
I'm gonna have to say probably the Oscars.
Jackson. Yeah, I'm gonna have to say the Oscars too. That wasn't as hard as I thought it was gonna
be. Al Jackson made it.
That's what she said.
He was just fucked up, you know? Just be drunk. Like, whoopsie, peed.
I'll come up with a harder question next time, guys. I promise.
Okay, please
do. I mean, that's okay.
I'm sorry for disappointing you.
I don't think we're disappointed. I think we just... I think we were ready for more.
Oh, there you go.
No, don't cry, Thorin. Thorin, don't cry. Thorin.
This is embarrassing for you.
Yeah. We're on the air.
Thorin, put down the gun! Thorin, what are you doing? This is the audio equivalent of pissing your pants at the Oscars right now.
Yeah.
So you're crying on your own podcast.
He's got a gun! Now, is that moment of emotion passed for you?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. You just witnessed a grown person.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
I love this acting class.
Yeah, so this is a podcast where we give you tips on how to land that next gig, that next commercial. Luke, how would you rate Thorin's performance?
I am going to not judge Thorin. Instead, I'm going to pass the judgment scrolls over to Thorin and let him judge me as I play his sidekick in Verna Nightbreeze in this game of D&D.
What a wonderful segue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So both of you have long rested at this point. You Sick. Have arrived back to Leylon, so get your HP back, long rest Hell yeah. up. And as we all here remember, there's still work left to be done, Bradley, but you have some time to yourself this morning. You have slept through the night. Your brother Sly is recuperating after becoming briefly possessed by Ebon Death. And you and Inverna are gearing up and ready to take on what's next.
Hey, is there a Bank of Leylon? Sorry.
Is there a Bank of Leylon?
That's a good question. We have a lot of money.
We have a lot of money.
I mean, I would imagine there's definitely a place to store it, but is there an official Bank of Leylon?
I mean, I'll store it like under my bed at the inn if I need to.
What'd you say, Luke?
Raven, keep in mind, you are God. If you want there to be a bank, oh baby, let me give you some news.
There's a bank. Yeah, I will say that at this point of rebuilding the town, there's definitely warrant. You know, you have enough trade going on and all of that good jazz. There's definitely a vault of some sort.
Okay.
It may not be the nicest bank. Like, it might take, you know, a few days to get your deposit or withdraw some coin. But there is a bank.
Okay. So I'm just going to hit this little tab that says ignore coin weight because I don't want to diminish my total, but I also don't want to have to worry about like writing anything down.
Okay.
So let's just say I put a lot of gold in the bank, but my total is still
You go deposit your coin yeah. into the bank.
I think that Inverna will what's the lawyer's name who worships Tyr? The dead god Tyr?
Luke Job?
I'm pulling up his name for you right now. I'm sorry I don't have it off the top of my head, but I have it here for you. Vangel Cuscult. Vangel Cuscult.
Vangel Cuckold?
It sounds like cuckold.
Inverna's gonna go see him.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Cuscult. You remember me?
Inverna, right?
Yeah. I just happened to come into some wealth that I've let, the likes of which I never thought I'd see. And I want you to write me a will, just in case this last mission don't go to plan.
Certainly, I can help you with that. He unscrews the bottom of his peg leg and pulls out a special quill, and some ink, and screws the bottom back on.
What the fuck? Oh, okay. I thought that was a sex thing for a second.
And pulls out a stool underneath his desk and gestures to a chair across from it that you can sit in.
How much am I paying you for this?
It's been a minute since I've had to ride a wheel. How about we call it 2,000 gold, but I'm willing to revisit the terms of your will and update it as often as you need.
Jeez, all right, fine. I'm not going to haggle with you.
2,000 gold.
That's crazy. That's the craziest, most expensive will I've ever heard of, but that's fine. And that's
me
talking.
I don't know how much wills cost. I don't even have one. Let it be known, Ravenwalker does not have a will.
You can write a will. I'll help you write a will, Raven.
Okay, thank you.
In brief terms, I don't want this to take too long. Inverna will inform Vengel that in the case that she dies and Bradley survives, she wants all of her money to be left to him.
Okay.
And if they both die, she wants all of her money to be donated to Leilon.
All right. I'm just repeating back to what you've told me. You would like, in the event that you pass away, all of your money is to be given to a Mr. Bradley Copper. If you both die, it'll be given and donated to the town of Leilon.
Yep. And I want Valdi to be my executor.
All right, can do. He writes up everything that you have asked of him onto a sheet of parchment between you and circles where you should sign.
Inverna signs.
I kind of want to get in on this will action now, though, honestly. Can I also write a will?
Inverna's
yeah,
like
sure, Bradley.
Inverna's walking out and is like, "Oh, Bradley, I had to talk. I had some legal. I had to ask him about a speeding ticket I got while I was riding my horse."
That's crazy. You know, I was actually going in there myself to write down like a final will and testament. So, but I'm not going to tell you about it. I would like for it to be private.
Yeah.
So.
No. Yeah, for sure. That's actually what I did too. I was lying about the speeding ticket.
Okay.
I won't tell you about mine though either. So I'm going to go see if I can buy a sword. I'll see you later.
Okay. Yeah. No, for sure. Hello, Cuscold.
Mr. Copper, I'll take it.
Yes, Bradley Copper.
It's good to see you.
We've met before, right?
Briefly at the last council, I believe.
Yes, of course. I would like to write a final will and testament. And I was wondering how much you charge for that.
Well, you see, the person that was just in here, I charged them a 2,000 gold, but you revisit the will anytime you need it. I'm here to do that.
That's fucking highway robbery. Oh my God. I mean, I'll do it.
That's what your friend said. So, I mean,
I think you should reevaluate your business practice.
Yeah, or maybe the DM should learn the value of a will and testament.
Okay. So, I would like for it to be written down that in the event of my death, I would like my money and my earthly possessions split into 5 equal distributions. And I would like for my distributions to go to my brother Slyander and Verna Nightbreeze, the city of Leilon, the what's her name's tavern?
The Wayside Inn.
You mean
yeah, the Wayside Inn, and fuck, how did I forget the name? I've been to this, the name of the first town that I was in.
Phandalin.
Phandalin, yes. This is why you take notes, guys.
Yes, it is.
And in the event that one or more of those entities are unable to get their portion, then I would like for that portion to be split equally among the remaining entities.
All right, and just making sure I heard you correctly, you are wanting to leave your entire financial estate to a Slyander Copper, an Inverna Nightbreeze, the town of Leilon, the what's-her-face who owns Wayside Inn, and Phandalin.
Yes.
All right, and in the event any of those people shall pass away, we will take their funds and distribute appropriately.
Yes.
Now, do you have a desired executor of your estate?
I mean, I assumed it was just someone you would, something that you would
I mean,
do.
I can appoint someone, or you can name a trusted individual, someone that you trust to take care of your belongings as you wish. Or I will determine and deem someone appropriate.
Yeah, I guess, I'll say, let's have the Bank of Neverwinter be my executor.
That's possible.
Okay. Cause I know those greedy fucks will collect if they, you know, they know how to get in contact with people.
And all I need you to do is to sign here.
Absolutely. All right.
And very smart of you to plan for your future. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, I know. Could get, you know, robbed of 2,000 gold from a person who writes documents.
Or you could come into 2,000 gold as a person who writes documents.
That's very true. Well, it sounds like 4,000.
Depends on how you look at it. Well, I wish you the best of luck on your endeavors.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
You as well. So the both of you, I wasn't really planning on role-playing will writing this session, but that was how that went.
It's always smart to have a will.
It is. It is very smart to have a will. Stick around for next session, yes?
I really do want to buy a sword.
Okay.
Hey, Raven, can I set up a 401k?
Hey, Raven, real quick, can I just, like, get a quick rundown of the available real estates in the area?
Hey, Raven, what are my benefits right now? I kind of need some health insurance.
So I'm going to have to direct some of those questions to HR. So if you want to call a specific line, or actually Bradley, sorry, excuse me. If you want to call a specific line, I can get that to you. Okay. And you can speak with our HR representative. Now, in terms of real estate,
as far as swords, I think a plus one great sword, maybe even if a vendor in Leilon could actually sell that.
Well, hey, actually, if you want the Dragon Slayer longsword back, I don't really, if we're not fighting a dragon anymore.
That's kind of my point, that I don't really want that. I want something just a little generally more hard hitting.
So are you going to take the dragon, or do you want a plus one greatsword? Is that what you're asking for?
I want a plus one greatsword. Can I buy it for somewhere between 100 and 500 gold?
I think it's, let's say 250, and I think it's, after, you know, the Battle of Laylon, or Laylon being besieged by both cults, I think it would be very probable to have just, you know, extra weapons about.
Cool. Sweet. Sick.
So you find a vendor. You look like the type of lady that would want a plus one greatsword. Here you go.
How did you know?
Just look at your muscles.
Yeah, I do. They scream have pretty big
plus
muscles.
One greatsword.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. If I can buy it from you.
Yeah, it's all yours.
All right, I'll give him the 250. That's just generally going to be just a little bit better as far as,
of course,
dealing now, damage and whatnot.
Do either of you have business demands and desires?
Prior, what do you mean
to
by that?
Cutting to the nitty gritty. And I'll say that y'all probably, I don't know how many potions of healing Slide had. How many did you give away, Bradley?
I don't fucking remember, man. A lot. Like half of them. And I think I had like 8.
I was just about to say 4. So that.
I think we can say that you recuperate those 4.
Okay.
Because he's off.
They were greater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
All right, I think the two of us would reconvene.
Yeah.
I believe so.
We got one more cult to take down, buddy.
You're right. It's the one that started this thing.
Exactly. The fact that we're both writing wills has me a bit concerned.
Well, I mean, the last time I took on Feralai, I got my shit, like, slapped so hard. And then the person I was with died.
Yeah.
And part of me thinks that, I don't know, I just have a feeling that, like, my story is coming to an end. So I feel like if I get, you know, my shit handed to me again, I might actually die this time.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it does feel like we're coming down to the end of it. And I see exactly what you mean. Hey, let's just plan on not dying.
I mean, I have no intention of dying. I have every intention of surviving. But, you know, if worse comes to worse, that's why I've deposited all of my gold in the Bank of Leilon, so that nobody has to, like, retrieve the gold off of my body or anything.
Sick. That's smart. I just put mine in my mattress.
Yeah, but I mean that's also smart, but like, you don't own that room. What if somebody breaks in?
No, I don't, but I did tell the innkeeper don't let anybody break in, and I paid him 500 gold to keep it safe, so.
Okay, yeah.
No, Burn is like, specifically keep that mattress safe.
Yeah, that's very, that's exactly very smart. Well, thankfully this isn't the time of outlaws. We'd be shit out of luck, because this is a very ramshackle town.
You say the town, yeah, of outlaws, and you hear Arthur. No, but is you and so where are y'all conversing at? Where is this? Is this just out in the open?
Yeah, I guess we're just probably on the street.
So what's all this talk of death I hear?
Oh,
and
hey,
your friend
Marigold. Why don't you not drop eaves?
It wasn't in bad tiding.
Marigold, right, I think we'll be the judge of that.
You should. You should, like, announce when you're approaching people.
I admit it. It's a flaw. And from behind Marigold, Valdi is also approaching.
There's another one of you.
It's good to see that both of you are back. How did it go?
It went well. We went through this crazy underground, like, I guess, crypt, some would call it. It was very dark, but in my imagination, it looked really cool. So,
well, that's good to hear.
We defeated the death cult.
Oh yeah, no, that's important. Yeah, I guess that's the important bit, huh?
Yeah, we defeated the cult of Merkel. They're not going to be causing anybody in Faerun any more problems. 3 years later.
Well, that's very good then. I'm glad to hear that it was successful for you. But I'm sure that you're both already looking forward to the to what comes next.
Looking forward to it?
No, absolutely not.
Well, not in the sense that yeah. you're actually looking forward to it, but you're looking forward. You're looking ahead. Doesn't have to be a positive connotation.
I don't think that's how that word is normally used.
Yeah, I don't. You know, Voldy, language. I mean, I'm always one for the proponent that language is malleable, and you can say things or spell things a certain way, and as long as someone gets the idea, then that's what works. But looking forward to something has such a positive connotation to it. Plus, the tone in which you said it. Have you ever been in a fight before, Voldy?
Don't assume my tone. And yes, I succeeded ? Because I had the shit beat out of me by some undead a few episodes back.
Oh, yeah, that's
back.
Right.
So, looking forward, forgive me. I'm sure you're wondering how you should approach finding the Cult of Talos. Is that a better way of phrasing it? Is that a better way?
I think so, yes.
Kinda. Okay.
Well, you will both be pleased to know that in terms of finding, well, this isn't good news, bad news. Good news, we have some options to help you find this ship along the Sword Coast. But
they still got that fucking ship, huh?
Yeah, but the bad news is we don't know exactly where the ship is. So that's a problem that we're yep. going to have to tackle.
Yep.
But okay. I do believe that we can go over some of more of your options by the docks, if that's okay with both of you.
Sure.
Great.
All right. So the four of you travel back towards the docks from wherever you were standing out in the open streets. And as you get closer to the docks, you notice a large ship waiting that isn't typically there. It looks slightly familiar, though. It's adorned with white and gold fabric. At the head, there is a drow carved out of wood attacking and jumping forward with two scimitars in hand. And on the side, you see the name Icing Death. This ship is slightly familiar because you do know that its captain did assist in the Battle of Leylon. This is who Sly traveled back with from his quest to get help securing Leylon.
And Verna sighs a deep sigh of relief. Fucking hell, I thought it was me, that cat lady.
Yeah, that would have been a bit awkward. I'm currently seeing someone, so I'd have to turn her down on any advances, unfortunately.
I think you'll be pleased to know. I don't think Zalti is the type to thrust advances onto anyone. And you see a drow hop off of the ship and start approaching towards the both of you. The name Zalti, I believe that I know your brother. And he's pointing at you, Bradley.
Bradley Copper, at your service.
It's pleased to make your acquaintance. And who's this buff lady over here?
And Verna Nightbreeze.
And Verna Nightbreeze.
I'm the muscle. She like laughs.
Hey, you know what? I've always said it. Every group needs muscle. Certainly isn't me. And Zalti rolls up his sleeves and you just see two very noodly arms.
So like the opposite of Popeye? It's like
SpongeBob.
Yeah, he's super fucking skinny. Now, I've been told that there is the potential for adventure, which I'm always down for, but not for free a price.
How much are you charging?
So, what's the deal for y'all? What do you get out of this?
Well, Zalti, what we're trying to do is we're essentially trying to save the realm. You see, there's a very large threat that is coming that could potentially destroy everyone. And Zalti, have you ever thought of yourself as a hero?
Now, no, I'm a captain of my ship. And I get that we're going all woohoo, save the world, but I'm talking money.
Yes, but what is the price of being known throughout the entirety of Faerun and the Underdark as the person who single-handedly, the captain who single-handedly took down the cult of Talos?
Can now, I do no persuasion? Idiot. Okay, make a persuasion check. Go for it.
I rolled a 25.
You see Zalti, a little bit of hope and glimmer, of just, like, the promise of being known as a hero flashes across his eyes. You make an awfully appealing argument,
just
Mr.
imagine
Copper.
You're being awarded the being knighted in Neverwinter, getting your own estate by Lord Neverember himself.
Now listen to me. I am willing to down the price of my services, but you have to understand, Mr. Copper, I'm paying a crew here too.
No, of course. I'm not saying we don't want a free ride. Of course, but this opportunity is quite literally once in a lifetime.
I wouldn't mind a free ride, though.
Hey, nothing in life comes free.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like Bradley's like whispering like through the side of his mouth, like shh. I'm willing to back off on my price, but let's see how things go. I'm willing to lend a helping hand and get y'all where you need to be safely.
Yes, of course. I was actually about to say all of my funds are tied up in some stocks and bonds at the moment, so we would have to be able to pay you after the excursion, of course.
A small cut of whatever reward you get for completing this is all I'm asking for.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fuck yeah, we can do that.
I'll say... How's 75-25 sound?
Honestly, that's better than what I was expecting.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. So, in terms of this, logistically speaking, Raven as DM, the ship is somewhere along the Sword Coast, likely south from Leilan. But as I was saying before, you do not know its exact location.
I mean, I can't imagine it would be too hard to find. Talos loves making storms.
The issue is that it does travel with a permanent fog cloud around it. So that does make it a little bit harder to find.
Kind of, but if it's a sunny day, and then we see a fog cloud, it's like, hey, what the fuck is that fog cloud doing? What the fuck is that doing?
Yeah, so basically, what would be y'all's plan to find the ship?
I mean, follow the weather, I guess. I don't know. It's a ship. It's it's got to follow like ocean currents, wind currents, stuff like that. You just find one and search.
Okay.
Or we let ourselves be known to Talos. We say, hey, Talos, we're coming for you. Make a big fucking ruckus of it out on the open sea. He'll probably tell them to come get us.
Hey, fair enough. What are you thinking, Inverna?
Inverna follows Bradley's lead. I think either one of those strategies works. Doesn't the ship have a navigator? Surely they're better suited to tell us how to find this thing.
Yeah, that's also very true.
That's true. If you're looking to find the ship, I'll say that just as Mr. Copper says, we can follow those weather patterns, and likely us here in the seas, we've heard rumor of a Feralai and the ship. So I think that if we put our noggins together, it'll be possible to find it. It might just take a little bit of time.
I mean, I want to say we're not in a rush, but we really can't guarantee that. So. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that we should depart immediately.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
All right. So the three of you board back on Zalti's ship, Icing Death, and you set off down the Sword Coast in search of Feralai and the Cult of Talos. All right, so let's see. So what would be the best roll? Give me a nature check. Y'all are scanning the sea, trying to ascertain weather patterns, if anything looks different in the distance, or unnatural.
I rolled a 16.
So we have a 16. Zalti rolled a 6. I'll let him roll as well.
I rolled a 12.
A 12. A 16, 6. So, Bradley, you would notice that it is oddly calm right now on the water. Unusually calm. There aren't many ripples. But way, way off in the distance, quite far ahead of you, you do see darker clouds that hang overhead, whereas it's quite sunny and bright where you are now.
I say we head in that direction.
Yep, that looks like the mischievous nature of Talos.
That reeks of mischievous Talos energy. So you continue towards
it's
this.
It's giving mischief.
It's giving weather. It's giving rainstorm. So as you continue to head towards the direction of this dark cloud, the weather starts to grow more intense alongside you. The winds start blowing more strongly, and there's rain that's starting to hit the deck of Icing Death around you. As you charge forward, the wind's pushing the sails forward on your ship. You see overhead a large bird swooping from storm clouds that hang lower from above. On its back, you do see a half-orc. She shouts out when she's looking down at you.
I ride for the Cult of Talos.
And her bird starts swooping attacks down on the sailors around
what?
You. We're going to roll initiative.
I rolled a nat 1.
Oh, nice.
I rolled a 16.
Very good. Zalti rolled a 10.
Zalti's fighting with us?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
He's going to help y'all.
Okay, but what happens if Zalti dies?
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, cool.
Bradley, you are up first in initiative. There's this half-orc and a large bird hanging down pretty low above the ship right now.
How far from me are they?
Let's say 20 feet.
20 feet? Okay, I'm just going to cast Fear on it, and I need them both to make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Both of them?
Yeah. Well, it's a cone, so.
Okay. So the rock, the bird, rolled a 23.
Fuck.
We're fighting a rock? R-O-C, rock?
Yeah.
Okay, this is gonna be hard.
And then the half-orc rolled a 9.
So the half-orc is now, frightened. Okay. And whenever it's its turn, it must take the dash action to move away from me by the safest available route. and once I'm no longer in the line of sight of the creature, then they can make a wisdom saving throw. So that is my action. For a bonus action, I'm going to say give them hell, Inverna, and do a little bring strum and give Inverna a bardic inspiration.
Fuck yeah. Nice. All right, and it's Salty's turn.
Wait, can I say something to Inverna as a
yes,
as a free action? Inverna, we should kill the bird, but keep the cultist. They can tell us more.
Fuck yeah! All right.
All right. So, Zalti is going to cast. Mm-hmm. Ice knife at the rock. And that is a 19 to hit, which hits.
Is Zalti like a wizard, a druid? Like, what is Zalti?
He's a wizard.
Fuck yeah.
Pretty shitty damage, though. That was one damage, but he's going to have to make a dexterity save. And that was an 11. So that's a fail. Yep, and 2d6 cold damage. Coming right up. That's an extra 7 damage.
Hell yeah.
Take that, you filthy beast.
Hell yeah.
All right. But it is the rock's turn. It is going to fly over and try to swipe at Zalti.
So is it just going to, like, pick up Zalti, or...
It uses its talons.
We're talking about a bird that's bigger than the ship.
Yeah.
It's gonna swipe at him with his talons.
That's like a fighter jet swooping down and hitting you with its wings. Zalti's getting fucking wrecked.
Well, not Zalti's just
so fucked.
Not just you. It's like a fighter jet coming and hitting an ant.
So that's 26 damage.
Yeah.
To Zalti.
Yeah, Zalti's dead. Zalti's gonna fucking die.
Now let's be a little bit more hopeful than that.
Am I next to Zalti, perchance?
I would assume that y'all were standing near each other.
Yeah, sentinel attack. That's a 26 to hit.
Oh, okay, yep, fuck. That hits.
I'm gonna slash into this fucking thing. 14 damage.
All right.
And with that, I think...
Well, he gets another attack. The rock does.
Bitch-ass motherfucker.
And he's going to bite at you with his beak, Inverna.
You going to bite me with his beak?
Does a 25 hit?
Yes, it does.
So that's going to be 26 points of damage.
All right, is that magical in any way?
No, it's piercing damage.
All right, so it's only 23 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see it.
It is now the half-orc's turn, and you said that they have to take dash action to get away from you, Bradley. Let's say, I think it's fair enough to say they probably run behind a mast if they're afraid of you.
Are they on the ship now?
The half-orc hopped off.
When did that happen?
I didn't describe it. So let's just say yes, then he's still... So if he's still on the back of the rock, where would he go? Or where would she go, the half-orc?
I don't know. That's up to you. What I would assume is the ocean. But I don't know if that's the best course of action for the fight.
That's definitely not the safest course of action.
If the bird is over the ship, then she can just jump onto the ship and keep running from you.
Okay.
So she's hiding behind a mast, and you said what kind of save does she need to make?
What will keep me further from this man? Jumping onto the same ship as him or staying on my bird?
Does she have to run?
Yes.
The bird is attacking.
That's true. I guess that makes sense.
The bird is aggro.
Bird's aggro, dude. Bird's fucking aggro.
Bird's aggro. Like she can't get away from you if she's on your bird, on her bird.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, by the safest deal we're at. So yeah, I guess jumping onto the ship would be the safest thing to do. And it's a wisdom save.
Okay. She rolled a nat 20.
Okay, well, she succeeds. But I think that's her action.
Yeah, we can say that's her action.
Yeah, it has to end the turn.
Okay. So
yeah, Inverna, she makes the save at the end of her turn.
And she's still hiding out further down the ship. Still probably about not too far away, though.
So the bird is, like, landed.
The bird is... I wouldn't say it's fully hovering? Landed because of its size, but it's, like, hovering.
Okay, like, beating these massive wings.
So you can reach up and swipe at it.
I'm going to reach up and swipe at it, and I'm going to do that three times.
Okay.
27 to hit. Nat 20.
That hits.
12 to hit. Maybe not, but I'll include... I don't think it's going to hit, but before you say that, I'm just going to go ahead and include my bardic.
Okay.
13 to hit.
No, it does not hit the one.
All right. That's okay. So,
you have two hits.
For the first normal hit, it takes 14 points of damage.
Okay.
And then for my crit, it takes another 17 plus 5, 22 points of damage.
God damn.
Okay.
Then... hear me out. What if I fuck around and action surge and attack three more times?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. That's a 26 to hit. That's a 24 to hit.
That hits.
That's an 18 to hit.
That hits.
All right. It takes another 12 points of damage. Another 10 points of damage. Another 16 points of damage.
Okay.
And Inverna is just... swinging this giant greatsword over her head like a helicopter, like bam, 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 just chopping into whatever pieces of this bird she can hit.
Mm-hmm.
And says, hey, fuck you, you oversized parrot.
What kind of bird do you think a rock looks like? I was actually about to ask.
Well, based on this picture, I feel like it looks like a giant falcon.
It does look like a giant, like... predatory kind
of like a bird of prey
rocks. It's got a blue face with red feathers around its eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. That's not what birds look like in real life, though, so actually that's a lot.
It's true,
birds can look like that.
I mean, yeah, they are giant. Like, we're talking about, like, a fucking...
yeah, they're gargantuan.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, Mothra-sized fucking bird.
Big bird.
Like, could pick up an elephant with its...
yeah.
talons. Yeah.
Yeah, there's several pictures of it picking up elephants.
Yeah, this picture right here. This picture from third edition has it picking up a whale. So.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
I'll be honest, that's pretty badass.
That is pretty fucking badass.
All right, anyway, that was Inverna's turn.
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. Bradley, you are up in combat. The half-orc still has not been hit, and the bird is hovering.
Is it possible that I could throw a fireball at the rock and it not also hit the ship? It's big enough that I can do that, right?
I feel like, yes, you could hit it. But I feel like you're so close to the ship, there is possibility for something to go wrong.
What do you mean? I can launch this thing 150 feet.
But the bird is hovering within reach of Inverna.
What if I throw it behind the bird?
It's only a 20-foot radius. So, like, just get the edge of the 20-foot radius to hit the top of the rock. And then the rest of it's just going to explode in the air.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So I would like for it to make me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay. Big money. I will accept your plea. Jesus fucking Christ. So that's an 11.
It Graven's fails.
Like, you fuckers are bullying me into this.
You are bullying me into
it
this.
It fails and takes 46 points of fire damage.
Fuck yeah.
Christ.
Christ on the cross.
All right, so...
Yeah, and that's my turn.
Do you have anything else? Okay, cool. So, it is Zalti's turn.
Zalti should throw a fireball, too.
Zalti is going to... is going to angle themselves and cast Lightning Bolt towards the half-orc.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right, Zalti. I see your third level spells.
Let's see. Dex, each creature must make... So the only one in line would be the half-orc. Let's get a dex save. Fucking rolled a nat 20, but still taking half damage. This bitch keeps rolling nat 20s. So 35 halved, that would be... Someone do math for me, please. Because I can't do math.
Bro, I fucking suck at math.
I do too.
What was it?
So that would be 17.
All right, there you go. Good job. I was getting there.
We were getting there. We were trying really hard. Zalti lets out kind of a creepy little laugh as the lightning bolts fly out of his fingers. It is the rock's turn. The rock is going to start to make a turn towards the half-orc. And disengage from you all.
That's going to disengage. Right?
Is that? Can I do that?
You can, but I have Sentinel, so I always get an attack of opportunity.
Yes, you can get your attack of opportunity in.
Even when a little bitch tries to disengage, 16 to hit.
16 does hit.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah. 7 damage. That's minimum damage.
So this rock takes turn and you smack its tail feathers as it flies towards the half-orc now on board, extending out its thick leg for the orc to grab onto. And it is now the orc's turn. The orc is going to hop on the leg, holding on tightly, and with one arm wrapped around, use its short bow to make attacks.
What?
It's
shooting at us?
Yeah.
How?
Does this... What?
How?
How is it shooting at us?
Yeah.
With a bow?
Like, if it's got an arm wrapped around the leg, how is it drawing the string?
Picture this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I'm kidding. That's Run the Jewels. Picture this. One arm is around the leg, right? And then like a leg itself is hooked as well. And then and then the bow arm is kind of pulling like awkwardly into the leg a little bit, but still, pachoo.
Okay.
I mean, this is this thing's fucking mount. You got to admit, like, this motherfucker knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So does a 17 hit Bradley?
Yes.
So that is 7 damage.
Okay.
It's going to fire one at Zalty too. That's a 9 to hit, so it misses. It's going to try and hit again. That was a nat 1. So pretty pathetic.
He falls
effort.
To his death.
Yeah. Falls.
Falls into the sea.
And Verna, it is you now.
All right, I'll lose some arrows. I've got a longbow. I don't give a shit. I'll shoot arrows at the fucking rock. 25 to hit. 15 to hit. 26 to hit. Do those hit?
All 3 hit.
Oh shit!
Nice. 5 damage.
Okay.
7 damage. 9 okay. damage. Fuck you. That's 21 total.
Okay. And Bradley?
It's my turn?
Yep.
Okay.
I think also just as Inverna's doing that and like losing these arrows rapid succession, she's just like walking slowly down the deck of the boat, like trying to move closer to this thing as it's flying away.
I would like to throw a fireball at the rock and orc combo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I need them both to make a deck save. Yes, please.
So the rock has a 22 deck save.
Okay, that's a save.
And our other friend, the half-orc, rolled a 13.
Okay. Orc fails and takes 40 points of fire damage. Rock succeeds and takes 20.
It is now Zalty's turn.
Love.
I'm going to say, remember Zalty, keep the orc alive.
And Zalty remembers what you said and is going to throw out another lightning bolt, but concentrating it on a line where it only hits the rock.
Okay.
Because I think that's possible. Let me get him to do a dex save. Okay, of course. It's a 21. So he takes half damage. So that will be 10 damage. And so the rock is... You see the rock is flapping its giant, massive wings, trying to quickly flee. You see that there are arrows sticking out of it, clumps of blood gathering on the patches of white feathers that are on the bird. And they are tucking tail and flying towards this storm that you all have been approaching quickly while in this battle. The winds are heightening even more than they were before. Where the ocean was once calm, there are massive waves rocking this boat back and forth at this point.
I love this.
Hell yeah.
We could be you on TikTok these... with one of those yo.
No, literally, literally, that's the vibe of this. The storm continues to pick up second by second. And in the distance, you see a large twister hanging just above the ocean approaching. It's starting to pull the boat closer and closer in. But within this twister, you see the thick fog. You know that you are getting close to the goal that you have set out to do, and that's to defeat the Talos cult. Modular is Thorin George's Bradley Copper. Luke Jobe is Inverna Nightbreeze, and Raven Walker is our DM. The story that you heard today, as well as 99% of the characters, were created by Wizards of the Coast and can be found in the module Divine Contingent. Holly Lyons is our fantastic editor. Raven Walker does our brand new cover art. Our music today was written and performed by Max Hedman. You can find Max's music anywhere you listen to music. You can follow us on Twitter at ModThePod. Join our private Facebook group at the Modular Podcast Fan Club. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Modular Podcast, and subscribe to us on YouTube at The Modular Podcast. You can email us with any questions about our show at modularthepodcast@gmail.com. Here's a quick shout out to Night Wanderer, DreDriven83, and Stoner Gollum. All of these great people follow us on Twitter, and if you want a shout out, make sure to follow us there too. We really appreciate all the engagement that we get with the show. And now remember, new episodes come out every Tuesday. Until then, thank you for listening to Modular. Thank you.